She Says She's My Daughter, written by Lauren North and read by Heather Long.
I wake with a start, eyes flying open, breath catching in my lungs. For one glorious second, the warmth in the pit of my stomach remains. Then it's gone. Grains of sand washed away by the reality now crashing through me. My chest tightens, and my first breath is shallow against the hollow pane. 13 years, 10 months, and 9 days. I repeat the numbers in my head another 3 times. 13 years, 10 months, and 9 days since I last saw Abigail. My beautiful daughter with her wild brown hair and mischievous smile. In the early days, I counted the hours too. 3, 10, 24, 48, 72, on and on and on as we waited for news that never came. Words never spoken. Found, safe, unharmed. For a moment, the pain is a knife wound in my heart threatening to engulf me. But I grip my teeth and force it back into its box. It doesn't want to go. It never does. Like a toddler bucking against the pushchair, refusing to be strapped in. But I am stronger than this pain, and I will not allow it to beat me today. I throw back the covers and pull on yesterday's discarded jeans and an old green jumper, out of shape but too warm and familiar to ever throw away. Every night when I close my eyes, I will the dream to come, desperately longing to see Abigail, to be back in that moment. But when it does, the day that follows is so much harder. Escape. The word whispers in my thoughts. I need to get out. Barley, I whisper, glancing at the digital clock on the nightstand. It's only a few minutes past 5. His long, floppy ears twitch, but he doesn't move from the bottom of the bed. Barley, I say again. My voice seems loud in the silence. Not even the boiler is humming into life. It will be 8 a.m. before Michael emerges from our bedroom. His bedroom now, I suppose. Rebecca will be up in an hour, allowing herself time to do her hair just so and rehearse for the school play before Michael drives her to school. 15 years old and 1 year away from her exams. As for Daniel, he'll swing out of bed when it suits him. I try to remember if he has lectures today, but the timetable always seems to change. When he's not studying computer science at the local uni, he's picking up shifts at the bar in town, coming home at all hours. Sometimes days will pass without me seeing him. I feel a pang for the gaps in his life he doesn't share with me. The friends and relationships. The life he has outside of this house. I know all of Rebecca's friends. I know where she goes and when she'll be home.